This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Randall White. Nearly a quarter million acres of Central Coast land will be considered for preservation during a U.S. Senate hearing this week. As KCBX reporter Karen Garcia explains, this wilderness protection effort has been years in the making.
An effort to expand both the Los Padres National Forest and the Carrizo Plain National Monument is moving through Congress on two different fronts. The Central Coast Heritage Protection Act was introduced 2 years ago in the House by Representative Lois Capps, and also last year by Senator Barbara Boxer in the Senate. The two bills are identical. Congresswoman Capps says she's currently requesting a hearing for her bill before the House's Natural Resources Committee.
I think we have such a huge responsibility to protect our incredible resources, the landscapes, the local water supplies, unique habitats, and the Central Coast really has all of that.
This week is a key step for Boxer's bill, because if it's able to get past this committee, then it can be taken up by the full Senate. Capps says the act is now supported by more than 500 businesses, many trail user groups, individuals, and conservationists.
So it's a diverse group of people who recognize that both the economic value of doing this and its intrinsic worth to our area as a way of life.
Initially, a Central Coast mountain biking group had expressed some opposition, but is now neutral on the legislation. The California Off-Road Vehicle Association is also taking a neutral stance. Karen Garcia, KCBX News.
Congresswoman Capps is retiring at the end of this term. For a look at where the nine candidates running to fill her seat stand on the Central Coast Heritage Protection Act, head to our website at kcbx.org. Randall White, KCBX News.